This is Jay Sekulow. More developments with the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We have breaking news on a couple of fronts, all of which involve the issue of Islam, how it impacts the election, how it impacts the international religious freedom scene, especially at the United Nations with this defamation of religion. And we just got an order in our case involving our client in the UK. Remember, we should be sent back to Syria. By the way, the program on television tonight is dealing with this very issue. Our client was going to be deported. He was raised a Muslim, was studying to be an Islamic cleric, came to Christ, had a true conversion experience, and we were at round one of this. They were kicking him out of the country and sending him, he and his wife, back to Syria, which would have been effectively a death sentence. We went to work on that and got a great result, which stopped the proceedings of his deportation. The judge finding in our favor, well, it's now being reconsidered because of some legal issues. But some of the statements coming out of these UK judges, like, well, the organizations are Christian organizations, and that may not be basis upon which you can take valid testimony, shows how strong Islam's influence is becoming globally.
Yeah, what's very interesting here is that the state, this is the United Kingdom itself, in their argument said that, indeed, it should be noted that the organization, the European Center for Law and Justice, is a predominantly Christian organization, and it is submitted, should not be relied upon for nonpartisan objective evidence. Telling us that because we are a Christian-affiliated organization, we can't be relied upon for nonpartisan objective evidence on religious freedom in other countries. But let me tell you something even worse here. They cite the U.S. State Department website. This is the U.K. citing the U.S. State Department about Syria, saying, well, they've got greater use of religious freedom now. Now, listen to the religious freedoms they list.
This is the United Kingdom judge, an immigration judge, saying there's more freedom now in Syria than before. And then when you listen to what Jordan's going to give you on the what religious freedom they're talking about, you're going to find one consistent theme.
Right. A moderate increase in certain religious freedoms. Now listen to what those are. The greater use of religious language in public spaces, including state radio broadcast of dawn and afternoon Muslim prayers, in addition to its traditional broadcast of Muslim noon prayers. The report records that the President Assad also signed a decree permitting the establishment of Sharia Islamic law faculty at Aleppo University. In the same month, the government also announced a decision to license three private Islamic banks. Now, name one thing there in all of that list that the United Kingdom is citing about religious freedom. Sounds to me it's just Muslim freedom. That's just Islamic freedom. There's not anything. That's state-sponsored Islam is what they're talking about as new religious freedom in Syria. A theocracy is what they're talking about.
Well, we've got our lawyers deployed throughout Europe working on this situation. We've got our legal team and our government affairs staff in Washington just coming back from the United Nations. We only got about a minute left here. Let me go to Drew and Than. They're in our offices in Washington, D.C., our studios there. You just came back from the U.N. How serious is this threat from the Organization of the Islamic Conference?
Well, Jay, it's very serious. And up to this point, I believe that they have gotten away with trying to work something behind the scenes. In essence, a lot of people don't realize at the UN what the defamation of religion resolution is all about. Well, now that it's out in the open and they realize there's a fight, and I'll explain this more in the next segment, push is coming to shove. And the OIC is dead serious about pushing forward a defamation of religion resolution that it ensconces a lot of things akin to Sharia law in these Universal Declarations of Human Rights, which I think presents a scary situation for the international community.
Than, in 15 seconds, was it your assessment similar that this is a serious, serious threat?
Oh, it's absolutely serious, Jay. The Organization for Islamic Conference is dead set on passing this so that they can protect the tenets of Islam in international human rights law. It's something that we are going to have to fight over and over again. We're on the ground in New York. We're going to have to continue to go back and make our case.
I'll tell you something, folks. We've got a challenge of a lifetime, and we've got election a couple of weeks away. How does this all play into the election? A lot of issues going on, but we have got to stand up against this Organization of the Islamic Conference. Folks, we're looking at a life and death case with real people involved in it. We're looking at a piece of legislation going through the UN that could be dramatic in criminalizing the proclamation of the gospel. You go to your phones now, add your name to our protest against the UN on this issue, 1-877-989-2255. If you want to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference and say no to this defamation of religion, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the Organization of the Islamic Conference and this defamation of religion situation at the United Nations. Our team, Drew Ryan and Than Bennett, have been in New York City at the UN, working with various countries and their representatives, trying to do whatever we can to defeat this defamation of religion language that the Organization of the Islamic Conference would like inserted into the UN's human rights policies. Let me tell you something real quick, folks, about who the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC, as they're known, is. It's the second largest intergovernmental organization in the world, second only to the United Nations itself. There's a permanent delegation to the UN. It has 57 member states, not just in the Middle East and Africa, but also Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Balkans, Southeast Asia, South Asia, and even two countries in South America. South America. And so that's 57 countries. It includes the usual players Sudan, Syria, and of course those who are known with horrible human rights records, horrible records on the treatment of those who are not Muslim in their country. And so the list goes on. If we went through the list, it's a list of, there are some moderate countries here, but for the most part, these are countries with very troubling records on human rights and the situation, what they're trying to push through. So we'll talk to Than and Drew about that. And we want you to stand with us, standing against the Organization of Islamic Conference, really to end this anti-Christian bigotry. The fact is, under this proposal, you wouldn't be able to speak openly about your faith. It's not, they call it defamation of religion, but you're not going to be criticizing another faith to violate this. If you just talk about your own faith, saying something like Jesus is the only way would be enough to trigger this. And that means you would be violating criminal law sanctioned by the United Nations. And that's exactly what's going on here. It's what we're fighting. So we want you to stand with us. Call right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Important television shows over tonight and this weekend about this very topic and about some of the situations we've handled. So I encourage you to watch that. Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in about politics, of course, with the election just 11 days away. Let's go right to the phones. Eddie's calling from California online 4. Eddie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. Just want to thank you all for all your hard work, and I appreciate everything that that you all stand for.
Thanks, Eddie.
I just wanted to make a comment on yesterday's calls. It sounded, from what I was listening and hearing, is that people were basically throwing in the towel and saying, mm-hmm. Well, Barack Obama's going to win, and Barack Obama's going to win. You know, we're panicking people. The fight's not over.
You know what? What's amazing, Eddie, and I want to thank you for your call, is that no one called. I could not get a call yesterday through until the very end of the broadcast with someone who said that they thought John McCain had a chance. All I asked at that program was, in your own opinion, not based on who you support, but in your own opinion, who do you think would win if the election was held today? I got one call with 30 seconds left in the program that I took real quickly just so that we'd have one person who still believed that John McCain would win. Now, that's not necessarily my opinion. I wanted to get everyone's opinion who's listening to this broadcast. You know, we got in an email from Brian and Ann from Virginia who both said that they thought our program was promoting Obama too much and it became an Obama commercial. I want Brian and Ann and everyone out there to know a couple things. One is, in 2004, I worked for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign for 2 years. And so to say that this is an Obama commercial, to say the least, but also that this program relies on the callers that call in. And if we have a full bank of calls and everyone supports or at least believe that Barack Obama is the one who will win the election, we're going to take those calls and let people have their opportunity to be heard. They are the ones who've waited on the line. So I encourage you, when we talk about these topics, if you have a differing opinion, you got to pick up your phone and call us at 1-800-684-3110. We want to bring you the news from the Christian perspective, political news especially, and legal issues, the best way we can, objectively as possible. We talk about how Barack Obama is staunchly pro-abortion, and we talk about how John McCain has not engaged a lot of those issues directly throughout this campaign. We try to be as fair as possible so that you can make up your own mind, and I encourage you folks to call. If you've got a different opinion than someone else who's called in, you need to call us, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Doug from Virginia, on line 6. Doug, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, how are you doing? And I just wanted to say before I give you my comment here that the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of fighting for Christians' rights throughout the country. And I've been following you guys for a number of years. So it's not fair to say that in any way, shape, or form would you endorse any candidate, particularly right. One as liberal as Obama. My statement is, and I'd like you to touch on this if you're familiar with it, a reporter from WorldNet Daily, and I encourage anyone to go visit their website, was detained in Kenya as he was about to do a book signing exposing Barack Obama's relationship with a dictator that was over there. And this dictator also claims, I guess, to be the first or second cousin of Barack Obama. Of course, he was basically deported from the country for investigating Obama's relationship. And I guess Michelle Obama called API and basically chewed them out for not supporting Barack Obama, calling Corsi a white racist. And I would like to get your opinion on that.
You know, I think the situation with Bob Corsi was very telling. He was detained while he was in Kenya as a WorldNet Daily reporter and wasn't allowed to do his press conference on the information. They were on a fact-finding mission. It's well known that Barack Obama has family in Kenya. There's now reports that possibly he was born in Kenya. That's something that's being discussed now. There's not a lot of hard information on that, though some of his family members have mentioned that. It's not so clear, and also the relationship with the head of Kenya at this point. But I do think all this entails, Doug, I think the situation is this. Unfortunately, this is coming to light 11 days before the election. And you wonder where the research teams were 6 and 9 months ago. If these were real legal situations like the citizenship issue, and maybe it is, but why not file that 6 months ago? You knew Barack Obama was the nominee. Why wait until 11 days before the election to bring this issue up? Do you really think that's the issue that's going to get people out to the polls?
I'll tell you this. Focus on the issues and the issues we've talked about. Like, I'd like to know the comment from Senator Obama on how he wants to really view this rising Islamic threat, which I just got up. I was out for a few minutes on radio because I've just received a call from our lawyers in the United Kingdom. You know, understand that the American Center for Law and Justice and our European Center for Law and Justice, we've got global affiliates worldwide. We're working. We've just Drew and Than just came back from Washington. We've got our lawyers in the UK right now and talking to our affiliates there. We are making sure that these Christians that are coming to faith in Christ from Islam are not going to be deported for a death sentence. And I'd like to hear the candidates talk about real issues. How do you deal with the rising Islamic threat? Now, I will say this. On this point, Senator McCain has been a lot clearer than Senator Obama, in my view. Again, that's my personal view on this, just from what you're hearing. I want to know where they stand on these issues. We got a good idea on their judges. Very different worldview on judges, that's for sure, based on that USA Today report. But, folks, I want to tell you something. I just got off the phone on a life and death case. We are fighting for survival. here with these Christians coming to faith from Islam. And I need everybody that's listening to me to add your name to this petition going to the UN to stop the defamation of religion, which will be basically this bill will authorize Islamic law to be above everything else, Islamic religion, the Muslim faith to be above everything else, and we've got to fight aggressively. Let me give you the number to do that. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, also, on television tonight, we're discussing this issue. Interviews from the United Kingdom on TV. We're on Inspiration Network tonight and iLife. You can get that about 8:30 Eastern time. Tomorrow on Daystar, TBN on Monday night. So tune in. Go to our website, aclj.org. But if you want to fight this Islamic threat, which is real and palpable, you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255.
And let me tell you something, folks. This is not even about missions. That being cast aside, how difficult that already is in most of these countries who are members of the OIC. This is about people who are grew up as Christians, who are live in these countries.
Coptics, a lot
if
of
they
them.
Talk about their faith, and when I mean talk about their faith, I mean if they're in their church and they say to their own church parishioners that Jesus is the only way to heaven, not to Muslims, not on the street corner, not shouting it out, that could be enough to be defamation of religion, because that statement there, saying that Jesus was the only way to heaven, would be against Islam. It would be defaming Islam because it would be basically saying that Islam is wrong. Now, those are theological points that people won't even be able to have inside their own churches. And of course, in many of these countries, people are afraid to talk freely even inside their own homes, which is why you've got to stand up and fight, folks, and call us. Our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. To take it from us, is the work we've been focusing in on, even leading up to the Supreme Court case in a couple of weeks, has been so focused on these issues around the world, combating these Islamic organizations, specifically how strong they are at the United Nations, how strong they have lobbies in these different European countries as well. They are strong, and people are nervous about taking them on. We are not, and we want you to stand with us in this fight for freedom so that people who were born Christians can go to their church and speak freely about their faith.
And those that come to Christ, like our clients in the UK, are not sent back to their country of origin for a certain death sentence. The Coptic Christians have one extreme against them. These Muslim converts to Christianity have another. We've got to stand up, and these presidential candidates need to be talking about that right now, those kind of issues, the rising Islamic threat. But you can do something about it. Jordan's going to give you the number. You go to your phones, take a stand right now against the organization of the Islamic Conference.
Call us right now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. You can call it right now, 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books. In Algeria, examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Big election, big international issues, and I want to focus on the international issues here because they are huge, and I am taking them very seriously at the ACLJ, including this threat from Islam. Again, if you haven't signed on to our petition against the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Drew and Than were just there in the UN battling for you and trying to make sure this does not become the law of the United Nations. That is, you cannot speak out against Islam. You add your name, so we've got the ammunition. This is going to go on for a little bit of time here, so we need your help now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And or you can also go to ACLJ.org. And Drew and Than, let me, before we got a lot of calls, we're going to go to them. Your sense on how we combat this. I know it's a very complex procedure from a governmental standpoint, but we've now at least brought some advocacy to this, which was basically lacking before.
Well, it was lacking, Jay, and I think what the problem was is there were a lot of countries out there that were not educated on this issue. And again, so our listeners understand, there are blasphemy laws already on the book in these various Islamic countries. What they are attempting to do right now is take those various blasphemy laws, put them into a resolution, and then have the UN okay them for the international community as a whole. The problem is this now look, Jay, we understand the UN has some fundamental problems. But if they let this resolution continue to go forward, it will undermine everything that ostensibly the UN is there for, and that is to protect human rights. And as we made the case with these various countries, inherent to human rights is that individual right to believe as one sees fit. And you know what? That was a message that actually resonated with a lot of countries that we spoke to. And the interesting thing was, Jay, we went after the Latin American and Caribbean countries. Now, for years, a lot of these countries have voted yes in favor of this resolution. And as the more we talked to them, it became very aware to us that it was simply a lack of education because as they understood the issue, we actually got some guarantees from some of these countries, these permanent reps, of saying, you know what? We are with you 100%. So it's going to be interesting to see how this
part
plays
of this
out over
is,
the next
yeah,
few weeks
part
and
of
months.
This is the educational process, folks. We're in a battle against Islam. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is it's not politically correct to say it, but I'm going to say it. That's what it is. Justice Scalia said it a couple weeks ago on the air. He said, we're in a battle with radical Islam. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I will give Senator McCain credit this. He's acknowledged that battle. Senator Obama, in my view, frankly, has not. But again, you'd make your decision on who you're going to support for president of the United States on a whole host of issues. I'm just telling you from a legal political analysis, I think it's a big stark difference there. But we have got a fight for survival here that is unprecedented. I've got a couple that are literally facing deportation. We are working on those proceedings now. I've just got off the phone. I left the radio broadcast for a few minutes to talk with the lawyers in the UK. We've got the situation at the UN. We need your help. You add your name to stand up against this organization of the Islamic Conference. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Phil's card from Kansas on line one. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Hey, Jay, people got short memories. I saw a Obama commercial and said jobs are going overseas and everything like that. Bill Clinton was the one that did the NAFTA, and he did GATT also. And so I don't know. That's why they were so silent when Obama, or the Clintons were so silent when Obama started talking about that. Also, I wondered how Obama, me being a Democrat, I'm really disappointed how Obama could support Planned Parenthood. And also, I'd like to know more about his dad and how.
Well, I'm not going to get into the father issue. I don't know that. But look, as far as Planned Parenthood goes, he's made it clear. Look, this is their points. Senator Obama on the abortion issue is what he calls fundamentally pro-choice in favor of Roe versus Wade. I'm just giving you the candidate's position. Senator McCain is opposed to it. That's exactly where they stand on that issue. Again, I'd sure like to get something on the international issue from him, but we did get some information on the judges, so this is working when we're speaking out on these things.
Yeah, Barack Obama has told Planned Parenthood that the first thing he would do in office is sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which would revoke the partial birth abortion ban, and as well as many other state restrictions on abortion that have been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. But, of course, the president has to sign those into law. He would then sign the Freedom of Choice Act. Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls. Karen from Wyoming on line four. Karen, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I was trying to call in yesterday, Jordan, and I am a McCain supporter, and I do believe he's going to win. I think the Lord's going to intervene just like he did in 2000 with Gore and Bush, and I think that we're going to come out at the end, and he's going to be the winner, and I just think everybody just needs to be diligently praying that that's going to happen, and I think that it will.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. As Jordan has said and I'm saying, we're not telling you who to vote for or how to vote. We're glad you're voting. I'm going to tell you where we are on the issues, where I think the differences are on the candidates. But institutionally, as the ACLJ, we do not do that. Now, let me give you some polling data. It's just come out. If you look at the battleground states, as it stands right this moment, Colorado, Obama. Ohio, Obama. Florida, Obama by two, so it's within the margin of error. Nevada, Obama by 3.3. Probably in the margin of error. Missouri, Obama by 2.7. Again, margin of error. North Carolina, it's 49-47. So, again, within the margin of error. These are all states going for Obama. Virginia, this is the troubling one if you're a McCain supporter. 51-44 outside the margin of error in Virginia with a 7 point on the Real Clear Politics average. So, but these fundamental issues, whether it's judges, abortion, and the international issue that we've been talking about today, all of that plays into this.
Folks, that's why we want you to get involved in this issue, and I encourage you. I want to thank Karen for the call, and I encourage more people like Karen. Call in. Get involved. Tell us what you're doing and how you're helping the various campaign you choose to get behind. Let's go back to the phones. Peter from California on line three. Peter, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my
sure.
call. Hey, I have a question, and it's just regarding Byrd versus Obama. And I know you were talking about his citizenship. I'm just curious why it hasn't been in the media more. And could you tell me where...
Yeah, I'll tell you why. No one can get a real handle. There's a couple reasons why. Number one, Senator McCain was born in the Panama Canal area. So that raises an issue also, though it's not a legal issue. I think he's clearly, meets it. The McCain campaign has not made it an issue. And if the campaign is not making an issue, it's not going to be one. I mean, that's really the bottom line here.
I say, Peter, if you're John McCain and you're thinking and you've got this issue 6 months and it's legitimate. And the question, Peter, is this. Barack Obama posted a birth certificate from Hawaii. Now, what Berg and others are saying that are bringing this challenge is that where is the hard copy? No one has gotten a hard copy. Now, that is true as of now. I have not heard a report that anyone has received a hard copy of this birth certificate. That being said, there is one posted by Barack Obama's campaign of his birth certificate in Hawaii. Here's the other thing that I have questions about, Peter, is if this situation is real, why would John McCain or the RNC wait until 11 days, unless it's just an issue to distract from real issues of the campaign? If this was real, and you could have someone removed as a presidential candidate who was your number one challenger and then really send the whole situation to flux, and you're in John McCain's situation, which he has been in the whole 6 months of this campaign, which is a very tough spot, an uphill battle, and he's acknowledged that as well, you would have done it 6 months ago. You wouldn't have sat on this kind of information. You would have handled it. Instead, we're hearing about it 11 days out, which makes me think, and maybe I'm wrong, but makes me think that this is more of a political stunt to distract from the real issues of this campaign.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Let me tell you this, folks, as we're closing out of time here. Let me tell you what we're doing. We've got a busy weekend. We're preparing for our Supreme Court case. Drew and Than are going to continue working on the UN. We're continuing to have a team work on the situation with Syria and England as it relates to this Christian couple. We've got a special broadcast on television tonight, and it's going to run this weekend. You need to watch it. Go to the website to get information. In fact, I think it's posted to the website by this afternoon, the broadcast. If you want to watch it online, you should be able to do so by today. Is it up already? It is up already, so you can watch it online now. Very special reports from the United Kingdom. This case has taken on a whole new aspect. We've got to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and we need you to help us do it. We're at the UN right now. We're in courts in the UK right now. We need your help. 1-877-989-2255. By the way, you're joining with over 90,000 other people. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255, to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference and their attempt to criminalize the proclamation of the gospel and give basically Islam's special status internationally. 1-877-989-2255. Do you stand up against it? Take a stand here, folks. This matters. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have a great weekend.